With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. A U.S. judge has ordered a convicted killer from Montana's Crow Indian Reservation released from custody after part of his conviction was overturned. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters said today that the case didn't meet the definition of a violent crime under a 2015 Supreme Court ruling. Quentin Birding Ground Jr. served 15 years of his original 24-year sentence for assaulting his estranged girlfriend and killing his uncle after a night of drinking in 2003. State Budget Director Dan Villa will leave that position in about 5 weeks to become the next executive director of the Montana Board of Investments.
So my official start date is October 1st, but I'm going to hit the finish line sprinting.
The current executive director, David Ewer, told the Great Falls Tribune that he is retiring that same date and that Villa will begin his new job at an annual salary of $195,000. The board oversees the investment of about $18.5 billion in state funds, including insurance and pension funds. Villa succeeded Ewer as state budget director in 2009 when Ewer took the Board of Investments job. Villa has also played a key role representing the state in the Superfund consent decree negotiations for both Butte and Anaconda this year. He'll be more involved in managing settlement funds, but will step back from the negotiations when he's no longer budget director.
I will be overseeing the dollars and doing the investing to get more interest earnings, to have more dollars, but someone else in the governor's office will take over that role.
Governor Steve Bullock's staff said yesterday that Villa had not yet submitted his resignation and a timeline for transitioning to the new job has not been set. A committee of Montana lawmakers unanimously approved a revised sexual harassment and discrimination policy for the state legislature today. The policy they approved, though, dropped provisions that would make training mandatory for legislators themselves. Montana House Minority Leader Jenny Eck co-wrote the new rules. She said she didn't believe the council would vote for the measure without dropping the mandatory training requirement.
If that was the piece that was going to hold it back, it just wasn't worth it to die on that sword.
The new policy retained a provision that makes training mandatory for legislature staffers. It also lays out specific rules, guidelines, and protocol for how to deal with misconduct.
I think one of the barriers to people reporting right now, from my understanding, has been not knowing what to expect. You know, if I come forward and say this happened to me, then what?
The policy comes in the wake of the hashtag MeToo movement and sexual misconduct allegations against lawmakers across the country. The policy will become official if approved by the Rules Committee in November and the full legislature in January. A 55-year-old Oregon man who said he and his buddy were on a, quote, last hurrah tour through national parks before he entered alcohol treatment was sentenced today to 130 days in jail for his drunken behavior, including harassing a bison that had stopped traffic in Yellowstone National Park. Raymond Ranke's crimes drew national attention when at least one Yellowstone visitor caught his interaction with the bison on video. Ranke of Pendleton, Oregon, pleaded guilty today during a federal court appearance in Mammoth, Wyoming. Magistrate Judge Mark Carman sentenced him to 60 days in jail for harassing wildlife, 60 days for interfering with law enforcement, and 10 days for disorderly conduct. Ranke was arrested August 3rd in Glacier National Park after being cited for misconduct in Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks. He is banned from all three national parks for a five-year probationary period during which he is not allowed to drink alcohol. His planned chemical dependency treatment is now court-ordered. A 10-year-old boy was injured by a bear this morning in Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone Public Affairs reports the boy and his family from Washington were hiking on the Divide Trail southeast of Old Faithful when the bear charged the family and attacked the boy, who ran away from the bear. A family member deployed bear spray about 5 feet from the bear's face, and the bear left the scene. The boy suffered an injured wrist, punctures on his back, and other wounds. After his family walked back to the trailhead and drove to Old Faithful Ranger Station, he was transferred to Big Sky Medical Center. Investigators are looking for signs that would identify the bear species. The Divide and Spring Creek trails are closed in the meantime. It's the first bear attack in the park since 2015. A drone assisted crews with a wildfire in the northwestern corner of Yellowstone National Park. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports an unmanned aircraft system was used Monday on the fire, which has burned more than 3 square miles in the park and on the Lee Metcalf Wilderness south of Big Sky. A fire spokesman says it was the first drone to be used on fires in both Yellowstone National Park and the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. The drone took photos, mapped the perimeter, and took infrared data, showing the fire's hottest spots, all work usually done by manned aircraft. The spokesman says the drone reduces firefighters' exposure to hazards. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.